Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. I had a chance to sit down and talk with him about his campaign for President of the United States following his visit to Perry last week. So this is your first stop to Perry, but you've been in and around Dallas County several times, basically since you declared your candidacy. So what have you thought of your reception in both Perry and Dallas County as a whole?
It has been incredible. This is our third trip to Dallas County. The crowds we've been getting have been really impressive. The endorsements we've been getting, starting off with everybody from the county Democratic Party chairperson, Bryce has endorsed me, all the way down to incredible representatives like Ken and Judge. So to see this kind of endorsements, I see the energy. We've gotten so many commitment to caucus cards for people who come to hear me speak and connect to our message and the values we're bringing to this campaign. It gives me a lot of hope for winning caucuses here in this county and here in Perry.
And now you talked about the caucuses. That's about a month away here. So what is your preparation looking like ahead of February 3rd?
Work, work, work. We've got to do everything we can to earn the support of folks. So we're going out and just meeting people, town halls, conversations with Cory, we call them as well. Lots of phone calls, lots of door knocking, lots of phone banking. You know, we are really interestingly situated, like a lot of people who came in here to upset. We now are leading in endorsements. We're number three, or you've rised up number three in just general popularity, net favorability, they call it. We've got an incredible grassroots team that's growing in momentum as more people are joining. This is an election about us. It's a referendum, not on one guy in one office, but who we are and who we are to each other. And what inspires me is people are getting that. They're getting that when we come together, work together, we rise together, and that this election is not about just beating Donald Trump. We must do that, but that's the floor, not the ceiling. And people want to go to the higher ground, which is common ground, and that's what we're calling for.
All right. Now, it's still a rather crowded pool of candidates on the Democratic side. So what do you feel like separates you from the other individuals currently in the running?
Well, I think that that's it. Number one, we've put the work in Iowa. I'm a guy who's my roots. My grandmother's from Des Moines, and my family goes back to a town called Buxton, a mining town. And we knew from the earliest, I said, we're going to make our stand there. And we've been investing, you know, the papers like the Des Moines Register have called us one of the two best organizing teams on the ground. We value this state, and I'm not going to just come here for the caucuses and leave. I'll be back here as a nominee, helping us to win the Senate seat as well. That's so important here. I was here before the primary started helping. In fact, I was the number one person, went out and raised money for Iowa state legislative races. So these are things that distinguish me and just the kind of commitment I have to this state and to the communities that make it up. But even more than that, the message, this isn't just about policy. We're all smart, talented people. I know and work with many of the people running in the Senate. This is really about the values that our nation needs. I'm running an election, not fight fire with fire. I tell you, I ran a fire department in Newark. That's not a good strategy. I'm running because I believe that when you face darkness, you need to bring the light. When you face hate, you need to bring an activist, tough, strong love. And that's what we need right now. Somebody that's going to call for a revival of civic grace, call us to the best of who we are. That's how we beat Bull Connor. That's how we beat McCarthyism. That's how we beat the Nazis even, is by bringing people together, stand together for and fight for our values. And so this is not an election that's left or right. It's an election that's right or wrong. It's about time we start talking about our values, not as just the Democratic Party, but as a nation. Because I believe that America, this is a moment we've got to reclaim the best of who our country is. And even people that vote differently than us, they're not our enemies. We need to find a way to build bridges. So yeah, we're going to beat Donald Trump. We're going to send Mitch McConnell back to the back benches. But we're going to do it with the kind of values that ultimately don't just beat Republicans, but can better unite Americans.
All right. Now, you said that you don't talk a whole lot about policy at these sort of meet and greets. You mostly talk about intention, I feel like. But as far as the policy is concerned, if there was one item that you want to tackle day one in the presidency, what would that be?
It's the country's too expensive right now, from healthcare to childcare, from cost of rent. Our plans, if you look at them, are about economic justice and empowerment. They're about lowering costs of everything from prescription drugs to even people who are struggling just to pay their rent. We have a rental refundable tax credit for people who are paying rent over a third of their income. We are doing a lot of things that just will help people to raise rents. I talk about child poverty and American poverty, that just by doubling the income, earned income tax credit like we were doing, we can get 150 people a pay raise, cut poverty by a third in our country by making work pay again, fighting for unions, collective bargaining, fighting for farmers who get so much of a less of a share of the consumer dollar when we buy our groceries, so much less of it's going to farmers than a generation ago. We've got to fight to make sure that we are a nation that can has affordability issues are no longer what they are right now, or people have incomes that reflect their dignity and reflect the work and the hard jobs that they're doing. And also that begins to do things to help those folks who are left out of the equation, seniors who are being driven into poverty to qualify for Medicaid or whose Social Security checks don't go far enough. So if you wanted to sum up one of the biggest things I'm fighting for, as a guy who made a decision when I was coming out of law school to live in a working class community that's with many people at or below the poverty line, we've got to make this nation economically work for everybody, and that's what we're going to do under my presidency.
All right, one last question for you. You've kind of centered your campaign around love and empathy, and some people have referred to that as maybe even naive a little bit. So what would you say to those detractors about why you feel like a campaign based on love could work?
Well, because this is a nation based on those ideals. At the end of our Declaration of Independence, we say to make this country work, we must mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't confuse love with something weak or anemic or sentimentality. I'm not interested in a kumbaya. I'm interested in justice. I'm interested in the kind of sacrifice and service that our soldiers show. That's love of country. That's patriotism. What our activists do when in the civil rights movement, people who are taking beatings to advance this nation, calling to the conscience of our country, that's love. Love is what school teachers do in this community when they go to work, don't knowing how they're going to pay their student loans and their rent, but still reach in their pockets to pay for things for their kids. This is the strength of our nation. And I'm a guy, you want to talk about a fighter? There's an Oscar-nominated documentary about me called Street Fight that was all about how I beat the most powerful political machine in New Jersey with strength, with resolve, but based on our core values. And the highest of all values is that ideal of love thy neighbor, of we're in this together. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So that's how we beat demagogues and bigots and divisive people in the past. That's the values that I know in America. It's why I'm here and why you're here. So we need in this election people that are going to speak to the best of who we are, not the worst. We're not going to beat Donald Trump by making this election all about him. It's not what we're against. It's what we're for and who we're for. That's how we show our strength. That's how we're going to not only win this election, but that's how we are actually going to change this country and make us a stronger, better nation for everyone.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year to everybody.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Senator Cory Booker. As a note, we offer the opportunity to do Let's Talk programs with each presidential candidate who holds events in our Dallas County listening area. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.